WERS.
You're listening to The Reckless Eric Radio Show with your host,
Reckless Eric.
WERS. The worst thing on the internet.
Well, hello, good evening and welcome to my world. Yes, I'm back again. This is the Reckless Eric Radio Show. Everything's in chaos. The vinyl's all reshuffled. I've lost a few more brain cells. Can't find anything. Can't think of anything much, so I know it's going to be a good show. This is going or how it's going, but I suppose I've started, so I'll finish. And I was thinking that the first thing I should do is to try and get a bit of continuity going. So what I thought I would do is play this thing that I've been meaning to play and regretted not playing. It's a B-side and it's a Chuck Berry song, and remarkably it's David Bowie. And I suppose that could be the first competition, because I think the radio show should have competitions, really, because I've listened to a few and they all seem to have competitions. At least the English ones all have competitions. American ones just drift out of range when you're driving at 100 miles an hour. They drift out of range before the competition comes up. So you never get to hear the competitions in America, but I expect they have them. And in other countries, I don't understand what they're saying. It could be a competition, or they could be speaking double Dutch. I wonder if I would have waited for this record to finish before I play this wonderful B-side, Chuck Berry number, and David Bowie record. Here we go, Round and Around, B-side of Put Your Answers on a Postcard.
Well, the joint was rocking, going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking. What a crazy sound. Well, they never stopped rocking till the moon went down. Well, the sound is so sweet. Hey, rose out of the seat and I had to dance. Started moving my feet and clapping my hands. Oh, get on rocking, going round and round. Yeah, I'm feeling and rocking. What a crazy sound. Well, the never stopped rocking till the moon went down. About 12 o'clock, well, the place was packed. The front doors were locked. When the police knocked, the place is packed, and the police knocked. Those doors flew back.
the thing is, it's so brilliantly naff. It sounds as though they only realised they were actually doing it halfway through the first verse. And after the solo, you can hear him start laughing. It's actually the B-side of Drive-In Saturday, so you don't need to put your answers on a postcard or do anything humiliating like win a competition or anything. I'll talk about humiliation and winning competitions a bit more in a little while. I wonder if that was an outtake from Pin-Ups. It would be very strange if it was. Anyway, humiliation and winning competitions. I've never won a competition. I don't think I've ever entered one. But I was part of the prize in a competition in Albany in New York State in 1979 when some poor girl won a ride to a gig that we were doing in a chauffeur-driven, well, actually a tow truck towed-driven, smashed-up car with no engine in it, with me sitting in the back of it and the tour manager sitting in the front trying to keep a lower profile than I was keeping. And we had to go round to this girl's house and pick her up and then all go to the concert together because she'd won a radio show competition. It was terribly embarrassing. I just didn't know what to say, and I don't think the girl did, and the tour manager was like laughing, and I think there were a couple of other members of the group there, and they were laughing and at my discomfort with it all. I mean, I really wasn't into it. Anyway, I was talking about that with a bloke from Albany. I think his name is Michael. I've got a brain like a sieve, as you probably all know. And so I can't really quite remember what his name is. But anyway, he's the guy from Albany, and he said that the first album that he bought was a Peter Frampton album. So I started talking about The Herd, and I think I might have left him behind with that. But anyway, this is Peter Frampton from when he was in The Herd. It's a 45, and I think it was their second hit or their first hit, and it's called From the Underworld.
What was the stubborn will to
What I was going to tell you in a stunning piece of art and life doodery flip is that the bass player from The Herd sang backing vocals on my second album. And there's another competition for you. You can search out that album and tell me what track it was. Or you can just not bother and we can listen to Medicine Hat.
Come on down the road before the sun. Get high in your heart and have some fun. Hey, babe, I like the way you look. You're open like a child's first book. Oh, when you speak, it's just like a symphony. Oh, your fingers touch me with poetry. Underestimate what you mean to me. You're like a constant glimpse of the rising sun. Ah, you're like a constant glimpse of the rising sun.
Thank you. reporting damage, it is soft rock shit. The TSB rock school, the overgrown super shit. The supermodels, all they can get enough of it. The overgrown super shit against the GTX, it was rugged GT. Lessons learned from Rocky 1 to Rocky 3. Lesson 1, the AMRs are in it to the hips. The overgrown super shit. The overgrown super shit. The overgrown super shit. Yeah, the overgrown super shit. With dicks, who's testing when it's ethics flexing? The overgrown super shit. Yeah, the overgrown super shit. The overgrown super shit. Yeah, the overgrown super shit. Lessons learned from Rocky 1 to Rocky 3. Sheepskin shoes attempt to run the industry. Lesson 2, cop the groove. Lesson 3 is to ignore 4. Round 5 going into 6. I understand guns in the A&R office. 7, the cooking with the meat are butchering. 8, it's a real heavyweight. 9, we're rocking New York time. 10 times 10, it's like St. John said. The overgrown super shit. The overgrown super shit. Yeah, the overgrown super shit. The overgrown super shit.
I don't know what he's talking about. That's Corner Shop there. That Rocky, Lessons Learned from Rocky's 1 to 76 or something, I don't know. Now, I was, we were in Brighton doing this gig, and we met this bloke who runs a label called Jack Tofono. Oh, don't get me started on phono plugs, which are an invention of the devil. But anyway, Jack Tofono, I looked it up on the internet and found it was a very nice label. It had got this great graphic and everything. You can find it at www.jacktofono.com. And if you're absolutely like me, you're very jaded about the internet, this is the kind of site that will reawaken some kind of interest. My internet, what's it, was so revitalised that I ended up ordering a couple of 45s. In fact, I think this one runs at 33. It's called Contaminated Waters Part 3, and it's by Diego and the Dissidents. were a lot more happy-go-lucky about touring. We jumped in a car that did about 4 miles to the gallon and drove all the way across England into the depths of South Wales somewhere to play with Chas and Dave, because we love them so much. And we did it for almost enough money to get us there and back. Feet from their last LP that they made. Of course, everyone knows that Albert Lee was in Heads, Hands and Feet, and a few people know that Chas Hodges, one half of the fabulous Chas and Dave, was also in Heads, Hands and Feet. So we're going to go raving bonkers in America. I'm going to tell you where so that you can all turn up there and shock us. We're going to be in Albany, New York State on November 9th. Asbury Bowling Alley Lanes thing on the 11th. And on November the 12th, we're going to be in good old New York City at the Bowery Electric, where I believe they've lynched the sound engineer. I won't say any more about that. Sunday, November the 14th, Bloomsburg, PA. Friday, November the 19th, Minneapolis. And Saturday, November the 20th, at Two Rivers, Wisconsin. I think that wraps it up, really. I think it's been quite a success. We'll see you around if you're not square. Well, either see you there or see you somewhere else on the interweb. You can leave all your complaints, comments, criticisms and stuff like that on the www.www thing, and I will take note of it all and do nothing about it. Good night.